Yesterday we discussed how the whole Bria, the whole Olam Hazeh is Molly Kedusha, full of potential Kedusha. Yesterday we discussed how the Avodah of Yosef Tzadik was the Avodah to be Megala all the Kedusha, and the brothers stayed away from that. And Pasha Veigash is the Pasha where it's Nizgala, that's Eker Rotsin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should bring the, should find the Kedusha, be Megala, to find all the Heilig and Tzoytzes that are in the Bria and to be Malad. For the Hashlam of the Inyan, it's the very beginning, but for the Hashlam of the Inyan, when I get to us, this explains us in a Mordecai way why the whole Inyan of Parshas Vayigash, you look at all the Svarim across the board, all the Svarim talk about that Vayigash is the Parsha of Tefillah, all the Eitzes of Tefillah, the whole Avodah of Tefillah is all in Parshas Vayigash. What Parshas Vayigash got to do with Tefillah? Based on the Medrash says, Ein Vayigash, and the Lashon Hagosha, Hagosha the Tefillah, all the Chassidish Svarim talk about different Eitzes of Tefillah. If you are Maram Akoimus, there's a Mordecai, there are Koidish, Mordecai, Tver Shloime, Degelmach Nefraim, Avodah Yisrael, Conscience of Magid, they all talk about the Parshas Vayigash is Avodah of Tefillah. Why? But you do have the Gemara in Brachas that says Krum Zulas Livnei Adam. Eilud that Tefillah. Dvarim Ha'imdim Beruma Shaloylam Tefillah. Something which is Ha'imdim Beruma Shaloylam. And many Adam is Zalzlim Bem. So first of all, Mechatei says Dvarim Ha'imdim Beruma Shaloylam. And if it is, why are people in the Zalzlim? So the Pashta Taich is because we know that Tefillah versus Torah is Chai Shah versus Chai Olam. Torah is eternal. Tefillah is you asking for Parnasa, you asking for health, you asking for Gashmias, and Torah is Kulei Ruchnias. So Mele, people are Mazalzlim in it because it's only Kilu Chai Shah. Reb Tzadik's Marach and Rassi Sei Laila, the first half of Rassi Sei Laila, Reb Tzadik's Mazber, that he says, what are you talking about? He says, how can you be Mazalzlim in it? He says, the Iker Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we should use this Bria as a tool, as a force, as an engine to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Megalo LeKadusha in the Bria. So Faker, it's really Dvar Moim Den Baruma Shalom, because Al-Pi-Emes Chai Shah is the tool to get to Chai Olam, and your Mala, the Baruch Shalom, wants you to take the Chai Shah with you into the Chai Olam. That's the Tachlis of Bria. That's the Yisod of Tefillah. That's why people are Mazalzlim. But your person has to know that it's really Dvarim Ha'indim Rumoi Shalayla. I'm not going to now, that's why the Roimi is the clipper of this Kedusha. That's a whole separate topic. But that's the Nakuda of Tefillah. And Mela, therefore, Be'ikas of the Mashiach, the Rizal writes that the Ikavoid of Tefillah, more so than Torah, the Rav Chaim Vital writes, is the Avoid of Tefillah. Even though Tama Torah connected Kulam, Ikas of the Mashiach, the Ikas Avoid is Avoid of Tefillah. Teres Yeshua writes, the person gets up late and yet he's a rush to be on time for Seder, so he wants to rush through davening. Ashri Yeshua Yisecha, he says, because of the Mashiach, you can't do that. Better come late for Seder, better don't get up late. better person has to daven well and come late to Seder. So Teres Yeshua writes, Helga Teres Yeshua, because this is the Ikavoy, the Ikas Mashiach. And the Indian is like Mamish we said yesterday, Hein Hein Advarim. What does Tefillah do? Tefillah is Male all the sites of Kedusha. Tefillah is Tefillah, Torah is Mil Male Alamata, you do it. Tefillah is mematel malam. You daven, you're taking with you all the gashmias and all everything that you had in contact with, everything you touched and you felt and you did and you thought in this gashmias the gevelt comes to tefillah. It's male all those nitzoyses up to the kedusha. That's why it's Yidua. The Degel Machne Ephraim discusses it in this week's Parsha. The Helgat Tzemach Tzedek discusses it. So he says that's why always Machshava Zorah is always coming to a person when he's middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Right? Everything's going fine. You think of Kedusha. As soon as you start dying of Shemoneh Esrei, you think of everything else. Why is that? So the person gets very down. He gets very tzebrochen. So the Tzemach Tzedek Faker. Pum Faker. He says every Kedusha, every Machshava, even Machshava Roh is Mushrish in Kedusha. Every Ava Roh is Mushrish in Ava of Kedusha. Every Yiruga of Klippa is Mushrish. Tefillah is the tool. Tefillah is the engine. Tefillah is the machine that takes the Torah up to Shemayim. So maybe all those machshavas that a person had that he took in Yonim of Kedusha and he threw them down into Klippa, they need an aliyah. They need to go back to their Shoyrish. And therefore it comes to Tefillah. Tefillah is the wind that takes everything up. So Rabbi Shalom is sending you all the Dvarim Gashmiim and everything that you've had. And Rabbi Shalom says, now is the opportunity to take it up. If an Ava Zara comes to a person in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he says, Rabbi Shalom, I love you. And he feels Avas Hashem, and he's Malit, and Yira, and same thing goes through. Degel Machne Ephraim goes through all the Zayin Midas. He felt Gaiva. He feels suddenly in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you should feel Tzfaras of Kedusha, Tzfaras of Kedusha, all these in Yonim, that's Tefillah, that's Parshas Vayigash. Parshas Vayigash is where we're finding that everything was kosher to Kedusha, everything, even the Klippa was kosher to Kedusha, and that's why we see in this week's Parsha there's so much crying. Where do you have a Parsha with so much crying? Yosef can't hold himself back, he bursts into tears, and then Hakofa Shtayim, he cries over Binyamin, and then Hakofa Gimel, Yaakov Avinu comes and he cries over Yaakov Avinu. So much crying, because crying is where a person gets reunited with somebody. The person didn't see his family, whatever, for a long time, and suddenly he gets reunited with them, his mamish, he cries. What does he cry? He cries out of so happy to be back to his shoyrish, so happy to be returned, to be reunited. This week's parasha is a parasha where the whole Bria, where since Gala that Yosef Tzadik was busy in Mitzrayim, bringing all the nyonim of Kedusha that have been stuck so deeply in the clip of Mitzrayim, and this is a parasha where everything gets reunited. This is a parasha of Tfilah. Parasha Vayigash is the wind that goes milamata lamala and schleps everything up, and such a parasha is a parasha of Bechias Neirois, and that's why Bechias that's why crying is usually in Tfilah. A person doesn't really cry when he learns Torah, but Tfilah always comes with Bechias. Should come with Bechias, because Tfilah is the feeling where Bnei Shalom, I'm coming back to you, and everything I did, which is Mitzad HaKlip, is now being Mitzapech to Kedusha, and all the Nesoitzes, are coming back to you, Bnei Shalom, and that's the reunited. I don't say in English the has had to be reunited with the Shechinah Kedusha. Now it's the avoid of Yosef Tzadik. So Yosef Tzadik is our crier. Yosef Tzadik is the son of Rachel. Rachel is Mevakal Baneo. That's the shirish of this avoid. Rachel sees us all in Golas. Rachel sees us all in our terrible Yeridus. However, Rachel cries. Rachel knows that all these Yeridas are all the Tzarech Aliyah, and will come a time because of the Mashiach when people Yidden will daven to their Rebbein Shloilem and will drag up, will bring up all the Kedusha, and all that will be stuck in all the Kedusha that's stuck in the Klippa, and that's going to take us from Parshas Vayigash to Parshas Vayichi, which is Vayichi Yaak, as we discussed yesterday, the Yaakov Inu Loimes to the Chaya Netzach, the Yom Shekul Shabbos, and Nuchel Chayilom, and Meher B'Yameinu Amin.